Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update on SK Mining, trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ESK, and on the OTCQX under the symbol ESKYF. Shad and I are chatting with Quentin Henney, Director and Technical Advisor at SK Mining. Now Quentin, following up on a news release that came out today, broad exploration update from the company's flagship property. We're getting an update on how many meters are drilled, where these meters have been drilled, and also what you're seeing in the core. So let's start off with early drilling. Just how much has been drilled in the whole program, Quentin, and where has the initial focus been, please?
All right. So we've drilled nearly just under 14,000 meters, which is about 45%. Of our planned minimum. I think we'll easily reach our minimum by the end of the field season, around mid-October. In fact, we'll probably go over that. We'll probably drill, you know, 30 to 35,000 meters is my guess right now. We got four drills operating, and the focus has been TV and Jeff. By and large, there's about 62 holes completed in those two targets. And now that the high country, C10 area, is clear, we've actually started moving drills up there. So we're starting drill holes in that area. There's numerous targets up there. Pretty aggressive drill program really scheduled for that region.
So Quentin, can you give us some insights then just initially on what you're seeing in some of the core from the initial target area, especially that fairly well-known now TV Jeff zone?
All right, so up to this point, most of the holes that have been drilled at TB Jeff display mineralization very similar to what was seen last year in mineralized core intervals. We have stockwork sulfides and in some places even massive sulfides. We have seen visible precious metal minerals. This would include electrum, which is a natural gold silver alloy. We see pyrargyrite, which is a silver sulfosalt. We see tetrahedrite, another silver sulfosalt. So we have seen in places evidence of precious metal mineralization. We're very optimistic that some of this material could potentially be high grade. Assays are going to take a little patience, but we're very confident that what we're seeing is going to be a significant addition to what was encountered last year. Perhaps most importantly, these holes expand both targets, both Jeff and TV, dramatically. If people remember, there's a kind of a stacked effect here, you know, like the mineralization occurs in, you know, a replacement horizons within the strata. So you end up almost with a profile that looks like a bit like a Christmas tree or something. And we're seeing expansion of each one of those stratified layers. And we see evidence of the mineralized structures themselves. Kind of, you know, if you think of the trunk of the tree as the structure, we see that we see mineralization starting to tie the individual horizons together.
Well, Quentin, you had mentioned that there's also some new targets that the company is looking at in addition to some of the success being seen at TV and Jeff. And you mentioned that near TV, there's a new sulfide zone that looks prospective. Talk to us about what the crew is seeing there.
Yeah, it's very important that people understand that both TV and Jeff, most of the drilling to date has been part of the lower Hazelton group. The Hazelton is the Hazelton group is the package of volcanic and sedimentary rocks that hosts the mineralization, this VMS mineralization in this camp. Okay, so up at the Eskate Creek, for example, that's hosted by Hazelton. But most of the mineralization drilled today at TV Jeff is in the lower units, all right? We're working our way up section. And one of the very interesting discoveries made by the team there recently, looking up section above where we're drilling at TV, they found sulfide mineralization in outcrop in upper units. This would include mudstone and rhyolite, much like that seen at the Eskate Creek mine. What this means is as we go up section, we think we're getting closer to that paleo sea floor. That's where these, you know, this exhalative mineralization may occur. So we're very hopeful based on what we're seeing so far that the system did breach the sea floor and that we have a reasonable shot of finding that style of mineralization. Again, that is very high grade up at the Eskate Creek mine. If we were fortunate enough to find that type of mineralization here, that would be a very, very big moment for the company.
Well, while we're talking about new targets and pushing out the exploration potential, the company's also flying some SkyTEM surveys, and that's going to help you hone in on some new targets. Bring us up to date on what's going on with the SkyTEM surveys.
Certainly. Look, we now have property-wide SkyTEM. We've covered most of the property with this this airborne technique. It was done by helicopter, and it's an EM technique. It basically looks at the response of rock in the ground, particularly the properties, electrical properties of rock, whether it's resistive to transmission of electricity or conductive to transmission of electricity. And what this shows is two things. First of all, it helps differentiate lithologies, basic layers of rock here. Okay, so we can differentiate, for example, the Hazelton group, which I talked about earlier, from the Bowser Lake group. The Bowser Lake is a bunch of shaley material that overlies the Hazelton. So by seeing that boundary, we can actually judge where we are with respect to the seafloor. Basically, the seafloor, paleo seafloor, is at the contact between the Hazelton and the Bowser Lake. So that's a very important benefit to us, is being able to tell exactly where we are in the stratigraphy. Now, the second thing the SkyTEM does, this EM data does, is help highlight potential sulfide targets in the ground. We see numerous little blister-like features around TV and Jeff, but we see others elsewhere up and down the property. Given this data covers most of the property, it helps highlight many, many new targets. It complements the BLEG data. The BLEG data was geochemical data in streams that was gathered last year. Now we can actually explain why we see BLEG anomalies where we do. An example from this recent data that's come back, and the recent data is from the southern half of the property, is around the C10 area. We had very high-grade gold in BLEG samples from last year. You know, these are running oftentimes over 100 ppb, which is very high for gold and BLEG. We didn't quite understand at that time the context of the anomaly, but now we can see very clearly that gold anomalism is along the eastern flank of the SK anticline, right along strike from TV Jeff. So I feel very comfortable at this point saying that the mineralization that we're seeing at TV Jeff, that style of system, appears very ripe, you know, to continue all the way down to C10, which is about 8 kilometers further along south. Okay, now that's huge. I mean, that basically says, you know, that the entire paleo sea floor through that region is very prospective. We know the gold's there. We now have our SkyTEM data to show us exactly where we are. We can see evidence of sulfides, and I think we're going to see this system grow. I think we'll make a lot of new discoveries. We've also found very recently here, and really from the SkyTEM, evidence of gold mineralization probably associated with VMS in the western anticline. Recall there are three anticlines here. There's the western, there's the SK anticline in the center, and there's the eastern anticline. And up to date, while we've identified very robust gold in the SK and the eastern anticline, we haven't seen, you know, or explained, you know, the gold in western anticline until now. We have two targets now that emerge, very clear gold anomalies associated with the east flank of the western anticline.
So then, Quentin, with these new targets from the SkyTEM, will you be able to drill them this year, or is there still more work needed to further refine them?
We are, like I said, drilling up at C10 in that area. There's a lot of targets we're trying to get to in that, we'll just call it the southern part of the property. And we will, we planned on drilling those because we already had a bit of tangible evidence late last year and early this year when we laid out the drill program that there were targets up there. Now, some of these new targets, the first step is really to get boots on the ground, get people out and having a look at the rock, see if they can identify the actual bedrock source for these anomalies. That will occur first. There's probably some of the targets we can test this year. In other words, they fall within existing permit or, you know, the guidelines that we have. But some of these are going to have to wait till next year. We simply have too many of these showing up at this point to tackle them all this year.
Well, Quentin, just remind everybody what the budget is for the current drill program and what kind of cash the company has in the bank and what the plan is moving forward that investors should keep their eye on as the drill season continues.
Yeah, look, the cash in the bank start of the drill program was a little over $14 million. Budget for this season is about $14 million. We will finish this program. I'm very confident. We have a lot of warrants that are in the money, and we're seeing that money come in. I think, given the results that we should see here soon, hopefully, you know, touch wood with assay turnaround. But I think, you know, people will recognize, my goodness, this is, they're on to the, you know, next SK Creek, and you're going to see more of that money come in. We're not sweating it too much, but we are going along. We're doing a lot of work this year. You know, for these guys to pull nearly 14,000 meters out in the space of a little over a month is absolutely remarkable. I can't think of any drill program I've been associated with where it's drilled at that pace. I mean, this is just mind-boggling, to be blunt.
Yeah, you guys are really moving along with it there, Quentin. One other thing I want to mention is that I will post the webinar recording below this interview. That webinar took place about a month ago, mid-July, and you joined me to really outline and dive into the drill program and a lot of the targets. It's definitely still worth a watch to bring everybody up to speed on this ongoing drill program. Quentin, I appreciate the update. We'll keep in touch on the back of some more news. If anybody has any follow-up questions, you can email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Quentin, again, appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.